AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Whether you born in that city or not, show that city love, show that city respect when you're in that town. This is a fact, city.
Justice League. It's been a while since I've been home. Traveling, stay on the road. Around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city.
City. Ha.
My city.
My city, my city.
See, my city is the greatest. Who got murdered the latest? I'm still God's favorite. That's next to Larry David. If I hit you with some lead, that lead you gon' stay with. I joke all day, but I ain't nothing to play with. My city's what's raised me. Your city's fugazi. 25-8, the hustle is never lazy. Binoculars, you see them boys try watching us. Jake hit the streets, now police try knocking us. Block corners and block parties, we had it all. Police sirens, gun firing, hood ball. Try to respect and never smoke in front of old folks. You show respect, you get respect. Rules are grown folks.
Since I've been home, traveling, stay on the road, around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city, my city, my city, my city.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, we on the road to getting money like a wrestler. In the city, that's no gas, Tesla. Mob shots, cigar bars, our cars. Explore areas, serving that tuna tartars. Exquisite taste, ghetto gourmet. Peanut sauce saute. Bullets, they shattered right in the hallway. And crack him a leak, he got an old act. I heard Doughboy borrowed it, then sold that. But these was the type of things that we used to. No octopus, barbecues, or couscous. Used to light up the block right when it's prime time. Don't hate on the city now, it's slime time.
It's been a while since I've been home. Traveling, stay on the road. Around the globe and overseas.
Heavy cane in the courtyards with bars of slate. We in the camouflage. You see the star in this place. How niggas look for the kill and feast. And every weekend's a giant flick where movie making niggas get peace. Getting sideline paper from floating in X. Now we max on Rodeo, blow a Elton and trap the gear flexes. ACGs in a necklace. $500,000 in smack and black sections. Hustle's the model, but respect make points glow. On the steps, mad beers where the rest, yo. I know one thing, your front, you get stretched, though. We out here, rocking vests, copping S's.
It's been a while since I've been home. Traveling, stay on the road. Around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city. My city.
My city.
My city.
New York City.
My city.
I'm back, 20 for the watch, 50 for the chain. Watch my niggas get the same. Why you niggas sit and watch? They say I'm getting hot. Summertime, I pulled up in that drop. No time for me to hit, I get the top. We just put that work in, then we put that work out. Shorty want a Birkin, she gotta go to work now. The last bit, I promise, I put that work down. God bless the child that hold us on. Let's go to church now. The devil on me, I hope you can dig it. You know I got a shovel on me. Hard for me to walk through detectors, got that metal on me. Leak already told you niggas and life is levels, homie. New York City is nothing better, homie.
It's been a while since I've been home, traveling, stay on the road, around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city, my city, my city, my city.
Norris, I'm on the run, he and my boys.
What a good be, hold this with Simply, it's your boy NRE.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Dream Champs VIP album. Make some noise! So right now, this is for our Super Bowl extravaganza.
Extravaganza?
You know I got ADD. Let's make some noise for
OG Flip.
Goddamn.
Or just flip.
But then we got one of the dudes. I can't lie, man. I feel like I knew this dude my whole solo career. Of like, you know, because CNN is one thing, that's Capone and Noriega. But my whole solo career, and this dude has still been getting high. And guess what? I've been getting high with him. it's not like he's buying
now
himself.
It's a business.
And now, listen, and I ain't gonna lie, I see him in L.A. I shed a tear the other day because I see how much he hustled. And you know what? I gotta respect that. I want the world, not only me, I want the world to respect how much he puts in that work to show that this is what he's serious about. From going from where he was from the Rock Nation brunch, nigga flew somewhere else, and then he cooked dinner for his girl. It was crazy.
You don't love hip hop.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? How the fuck is he everywhere?
All over hip hop.
Listen, man.
Damn. And they aired it immediately.
Nigga, I had the jacket on. I said that jacket's from the brunch. How the fuck?
Oh shit.
Job, man. So, and then he has a person that's standing next to him that has dominated the jewelry business. I could never believe that he gonna get out of the jewelry business. But not only he got out of the jewelry business, he went into another jewelry business. Mm-hmm. And it's phenomenal. It's called Saucy, the Flossy, the Cossy. Let's make some noise for goddamn out of talk. Now you guys are working. Like, you guys are really out there. Are you guys the premium go-to cannabis? Because I don't want to call it marijuana. I don't want to call it weed. Because weed is like beneath us. We have to call it cannabis, correct?
No.
So
you tell us. How we doing?
We love y'all. That's why we're here. Goddamn, make some noise. Goddamn. Yeah. So, tell me what, because you know, I'm going to be honest. You was at the top of the top. When you Google Jay-Z's Richard Mille, 2.5 million, your name pops up. That's a fact. I'll do it right now in your face, just in case you don't know. Your name pops up when you Google a $2.5 million watch. Well, I'm trying to stack 2.5, by the way.
And then we can try. And then we can try to get you the watch. It's not that simple.
It's not
got
that
2.5.
So okay, Jesus, because it was $3 million.
No, he paid about 2.5, but you can't. Even if you have the 2.5, you're not
Richard
able to get the watch.
Richard Mille make you
they
a snobby. Watch.
Yeah, they snob.
They decide who they want to give the watches to, and you know.
They snob.
So let's describe you for a second, right? You in this jewelry business? You on? You seen the what's the movie with Adam Sandler? Jim?
Oh, yeah.
You see it? You see that? This is real. What makes you want to say, fuck this world, and I'm going to go fuck with this world?
Because I think that in the world that we just are about to really hopefully put our foot on their necks in.
Put it in their neck, bro.
We can hopefully try to make a couple billion dollars in jewelry. I didn't think the runway wasn't that big for me.
Like there was a ceiling that you could reach there.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's like the craziest shit ever heard. Because everyone wants to be a jeweler.
Yeah.
Like everyone wants to have diamonds. You're the only nigga that said, fuck diamonds, I'm going to go get green. I have to ask.
Everybody that plays basketball wants to rap, and everyone in rap wants to play basketball.
That's
right?
A great analogy.
It's always the grass is always green.
That is green.
And the grass for
literally
was much greener for the grass. To me, I took, you know, we went all in on this. You know, as you can see, we're grinding, working hard, traveling all over the place, and putting on these, you know, events and trying to build a national brand.
Right.
Hopefully it's going to pay off in the long run.
No, it's going to pay off. They'll say hopefully. But how did Jim Jones get involved? What was this? Was he just in Roc Nation office and said, this makes sense?
OG was there.
Oh, really?
Pretty much how it is. Right. So walk in the office, they like, yeah.
He smoked.
OG like, we got it. Right? Just like that.
And you knew him because I know you bought a lot of jewelry.
The trick is that was 3 years ago though, so they've been prepping and doing the business and the back office work to get all the licenses and things that you need to actually be able to have a legal marijuana company in the state of California. So in this past year is when we actually got it in stores. I would say we like 8 to 9 months in stores right now. We over roughly 100 stores that we got the product in. So
let's make some noise for that. Working. You out there for real. Like, you're not letting the brand live. You out there, like, pushing the brand.
Of course. I got to work it, man. I'm selling weed. Legally.
In real life.
I'm working.
I feel sorry for the people that's listening, because you had to see this man's face.
We got visuals.
We got visuals. I'm saying, for the people that's listening, I ain't gonna lie, I can't. We can't be sitting around here with this big bottle of Ace looking so good.
I was about to pop as soon as I finished rolling my blunt.
Let me just tell you something. Best things I enjoy in life is showing Hove that I support your company, bro. And I really do. And you know, every now and then, like every like 3 months, they send me some free shit. Not
every
a lot.
3 months?
Every now and then?
Every now and then. But I be supporting. I still go out there and buy it because you know why? I know the owner.
Right,
I don't know the owner of Moet.
Right.
I still
can't
love
expect
it.
To get everything for free. We gotta
support our people.
You gotta support our people.
I buy that shit too. And that's
one of the things that Houston came off to me. It was like y'all always supported each other. Now, if this is false, please tell me.
Right.
Because from the outside looking in, it looked like y'all all. What the fuck happened?
You just jacked your
It looked like y'all all just loved everybody from Houston. Am I lying?
We all supported. Like, always, it's going to be some people that don't get along, you know what I mean? But everybody mended it. Uh-huh. But the dope part, even about Jay, like, owning this, like, hell, me and Jim, you know, we both had our own liquors. They had the same company that gave them.
They had Scissor Herb,
and I had Lucky Nights.
Oh, I remember Lucky Nights. It was green, right?
A quarter. I bought a house off of
that
liquor.
You give me a chain? You know I'll take a chain.
Remember that day?
So she give me a chain. Give me a saucy chain. You know I'm a rock.
I forgot about that. A lot of money was made off that liquor
chain. I bought a house off of it. You know?
Jesus.
So, yeah, they had Scissor, everybody had Lucky Night, same company, rapping brands.
100%.
Jesus, goddamn, these niggas are getting a lot of money.
So, we did that way back then, but you know, we still go salute our people that's doing it now. Now, boys is on to the Saucy, and I'm on to the Exotic Pop.
Oh!
And the games. You know,
let's make some noise for Saucy.
Diversifying the portfolio just to make the rolling.
Oh!
Yeah.
Now, Jim, love and hip hop. You came back for a little bit.
Tiny bit.
But I feel like you're having fun this time.
Yeah, because I really.
I feel like general you have fun.
You get it
it's
now?
No pressure. Isn't like I got it before, but it was a lot of a lot of things had to do with who I was when I was filming it. I had a lot of different things
originally.
Going on. Yeah, a lot of different things going on in my life, and didn't really at that point it didn't match what we was doing and shit like that. It kind of went to the left, and me being in the shit I was doing, so I had to just fall back, and it was. But now I'm in a different position.
Like a weight.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing some shit that I don't really have to do if I don't want
to
do it.
And you can utilize it to market other brands.
But I'm gonna be honest, in general.
One big saucy commercial for me.
In general, can I pass that lighter for me real quick? I'll just get right back.
There's gotta be a reason you're going back, and you gotta make it worth your while.
Absolutely.
But in general, Jim, you just seem happier to me. Like in this past year, I don't know if it's saucy. I don't know what it is, but
that's
I just
a great
seem,
commercial. Saucy makes you happy.
Yeah. Hey, you can use this.
Saucy.
But no, I like, you know, seeing you, like, cause I know you for, I don't want to say how long we know each other, cause I don't want to be that old. But
damn,
we know each other for a long time.
I just genuinely, I look at your gram, I look at you just traveling, I look at you just being a businessman, and to me, it almost seems like you're more happy, like. Now than you ever was. Like, I didn't flinch like Floyd Mayweather yesterday.
I mean,
flinched yesterday.
I definitely flinched yesterday.
You
flinched? Nigga,
didn't flinch at all.
Yo, Floyd was like this yesterday. He was like this. I don't flinch because I'm Floyd Mayweather.
He too cool to flinch. Nigga, what you talk about?
Nigga had 27 security.
If you got a flinch with 27 security, boy,
my nephew said this nigga got a security for every nigga size.
He got security for security.
How tall is he? 6'2"? We're the 6'2 out for this nigga.
Wait, Brian.
Yo, that
guy
is
getting
that size order.
Yeah, security for security.
Man, we got one for you. Bring the security out. We gonna fuck you up, man. We gonna fuck you up with you.
I ain't gonna lie, Jim. We've been doing this for 4 years.
Really?
Listen.
In March, 4 years.
March will be 4 years. And I've interviewed everybody from Puff Daddy to 50 Cent to whoever. It's a Jeezy, and everyone wants to pull up crazy, right? Everyone wants to pull up. But Floyd is the illest pull up.
No, he won, hands down.
This nigga pulled up.
True, crazy.
Yo, he pulled up in seven.
Like the president.
Seven Suburbans, three Sprinters, and a fucking tour bus with nobody on it.
Nobody.
So wrapped, completely wrapped. The block went crazy.
But it was such a mad thing on his face.
I never gave a nigga a harder five in my life. The nigga pulled up. At first, you know, he got all the security around him, so I don't want to do nothing.
What is your problem?
And then he walked up to me. I gave that nigga the hardest five I'm going to ever give anybody in my life. Because I said, you know why? You know, all said to me, I said, like, you don't have to come here. You really didn't have to come, but you can't pause. But
the champ love it.
Nah, he's a real nigga.
And he didn't talk like a guy that came like that. That's what's ill.
Yeah, no, he wanted to go in. Like he kept
saying he was humble. He was actually humble.
And I was like, you know, because you know I don't want to start no problems. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't go too far. What?
You went a little far.
Are they?
What you said? What you said?
A
little bit.
I went far. Yesterday or right now?
No, you're talking about yesterday.
I have a conversation about me in front of me.
I said you did.
I did.
I said a little bit.
No, it's just one part.
I just think when it's Drink Champs alumni, I want to let them live.
No, but he wanted to talk. That's the thing is, Jim, Flip, Alex. A lot of people say that I bring it out of people in Drink Champs, and that's a lie. The thing is, whatever you say, you already wanted to say it.
Right.
I'm not good in that manner. Like, I'm going to give you a shot, and if you want to talk, you talk.
Right.
That's it. I went in, I feel like that's it. Let's change the subject.
No, that's it.
All right. Let's talk about Saucy now. God damn it. You got pre-rolls. And I'm not gonna lie, you rolling Lil Wayne blunts. That's how Lil Wayne shit. Yo, this nigga was rolling backwards this size. What's going on over there?
This is going down.
What's going on? That's from Hov. Goddamn, in my mind. Just say it.
It's from OG One.
OG One.
Yeah.
So now, Jewels, you know, I watch Love and Hip Hop, and we seen that you sent Jewels a package to your lady. Have you spoken to Jewels?
I haven't gotten to speak to Jewels yet.
Okay.
Nothing like that, but I just haven't gotten to speak to him.
Yeah, I know you run it.
I can't go see him because I'm still on paper right now. Right. Zeke went to see him. Zeke speaks to him all the time. He ain't really helpful. Zeke always checks with him. He's trying to do some music right now, so I'm about to... actually, his brother sent me a couple records, so I'm...
Twin.
Yeah, jump on a couple of those for him. They want to put a project out, so... Try to go get with them to see exactly what they're trying to do, see if I can help them in any way.
Right.
Know, with the many avenues we have.
No, you're that nigga, Jeff.
In this industry, and see what's up. I would love to put some music out for Joel, but he's good, man. You know, he's in school right now. He's getting his complexion together. He's getting his weight together. Okay. He in the gym. He working out. He did. Come out from school, graduate, come back to the streets and do the things we like to do. Okay. The one thing I do think that is necessary is that when he comes home, we start really figuring out how to do the Diplomat movie.
Yeah, man. That would be crazy.
Because people need to see that.
Yeah, I agree. And Jewel's hard. All
right, who going to play Jim?
Mm-hmm. You know what? The kid that played in the Central Park Five, the Spanish kid.
The Dominican that he played the...
Raymond that played Santana?
Yeah.
Yeah?
With the braid, he had the braids and all
the
that.
The Dominican
year.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
The Dominican kid.
Yeah. Damn, Jim, I'm not sure I see this.
He won an Oscar.
Wait, which one? Pull this nigga face up. Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait. The one that...
Mr. Lee, relax,
the one that... not the one that got raped. He got raped?
The younger one.
That's Corey. Oh, I don't know him in real life. All right.
No, I don't know Raymond in real life.
Raymond.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I was locked up with them niggas. Mr. Salam and Kevin Richardson. I was locked up with both of them niggas. Me and Ching Ming. That's a fact.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Central Park 5. Yeah. Oh, him play Jim? Nah, he can't play Jim Jones.
No, that's not it. It's the Dominican one, bro. He's really Dominican.
We already found out Little Flip is Asian, man. Your job's looking great.
He's really Dominican.
We're going to have Little Flip there.
He's like my confession.
We're going to have
him. Let me know, man. Talk to me.
He can play.
Jerome.
He can play.
He got the attitude and the action. He kept that movie.
Okay.
Everybody be quiet, right?
Hold on.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret.
I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's playing Jewels?
Who's playing Jewels?
Because you know why? Let's not act like you're not a director. That's the one part that I am so mad. Bro. As a friend.
If Chris Brown wasn't so tall, I would say Chris Brown.
Fuck. Wow. No, Chris Brown can play Jewels.
If he wasn't so tall.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to find one for him, but... Okay, let's find somebody for Jewels. Who going to play Jewels? Let's think about it.
Just
come back? Okay, who going to play Cam? You got to have a Cam, bro.
Maybe, what's my dude, from Apollo Creed and from,
Michael B. Jordan?
Wow.
I can see that. Damn, that's good. We got to go back to Jewels now. Because I see Michael B. Jordan, I see homie. We got to get Jewels now.
What about Diana Ross's son?
Diana Ross?
Her son, that he's an actor. He was in T.I. in the movie.
Yeah, Ice Cube, sir, could play Jewels.
Oh, yeah, he could. I don't see that.
You know why I don't see it? Because he's so much. I think unknown.
Ice Cube's son, ATL.
ATL.
Huh?
Yeah, he was in ATL. Diana Ross's son.
We got Google, nigga.
I can see him.
Pull him up.
Let me see his face.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, he can pull it off.
That's kind of good.
He can pull it off.
Who picked that? You picked that?
He can pull it off.
No, this fucking guy here.
Let me see. That's Diana Ross's son?
Yeah.
He get busy in movies.
Yeah, man.
I never knew that was his son.
Yeah.
He's good.
He definitely would nail Jewels.
He has a baby face.
I'm just spitballing. Right? I'm just spitballing because I don't really know. If a person was to play a character, how would you go about that? This thing got to hang with you for 2 months? What you think?
Pretty much.
Yeah. They got to hang with you.
He got to hang with me. He got
to... To study the role you're talking about?
He got to really come to like the studio when everybody there. Because everybody going to feed him. And then you can tell them all the stories. And then you did like... You got to hear it. You got to... You know, it's a lot of... You got to play me... They really have to put on, bro.
So is it the Dipset documentary first, or is it Dipset movie?
Dipset movie. I mean, you want to watch the documentary.
So when you say movie, you're talking NWA.
You forget Zeke is a major part. He started this before Jewels. Zeke was there before Jewels was even... Before we even acquired Jewels. You did?
I ain't gonna lie, one night I had a show with Dipset, and Zeke said this story on Vlad TV. And we went, and I was about to say, I don't want to say the person's name, but I'm gonna say it. It's Mike Lighty. And I went in and I knew the money was low. So I went in and I got the money real quick.
Don't tell me. Don't.
Zeke and him said, "You got paid?" I said, "Yeah," and I left. Zeke and him was like, "Yo, y'all niggas went crazy."
Listen, hold on, wait, listen to me. No disrespect to no one. No disrespect to no one. All right. I got to make sure this is the same night.
Is that all right? I know where you're going now. I'm going to let you say it.
I love all the Lighty Brothers. They helped us out a lot in our career.
Right.
You did?
Yes. I know where you're going.
But if this is the night that led me to chasing him for 2 years straight in and out of clubs.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that just now.
I'm talking about high stepping chasing this nigga out of clubs, bro. He jumping over tables, everything, bro.
I didn't know
over that.
That
one night, bro.
I did not know that.
I did not know you would have took the money. I did not know you the reason we didn't get no money. This is fucked up. You are a piece of shit.
They used to be like, "Who's headlining?" And I used to know, "Fuck, who's headlining? Go get my bread." And I got the bread. And Zeke said, and this is Zeke. This is Zeke. Zeke looked at me and said, "Why are you the only nigga happy?" I was leaving. And he said, "You got paid?" And I said, "Yeah." And he was like, he said it on Vlad TV. I kid you not, this story. And yeah, I think it's.
But he brought you up.
I don't want to say who they chased. They chased niggas.
You want to hear the story, though?
It was Red Cafe, wasn't it? Let's be clear.
I don't want, like, I don't want to go out. This nigga's crazy. Listen. All right, let's tell the story. Me and Black and Dawn go inside to get the money, because this is that when Cam's popping, I'm going to get Cam money. Lighty in there. You know, he like, "Yo. We got the money, we telling me something." I'm like, he like, "Yo, you gotta wait till Monday on the Monday in office," but he kinda giving me act, like he kinda giving me attitude. He got 90 Brooklyn niggas behind him.
Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Nah.
The franchise. They was called the franchise.
So you sure?
Gravy in the
middle. Yeah. All of them start coming in there, everybody making their ugly face. Right? So it's me and Black, is 90 of these niggas. I said, "I'm like, you sure you wanna do this?" Alright. I looked at Black, I said, "We gotta get out of here. We gotta get to the car. Show these niggas exactly what goes down."
Definitely don't remember this part of the story.
So me and Black back up. We back all the way up to the door. We bust out the door. We start running. We like, "Yo!" Everything come out. Them niggas start coming. Everybody get robbed, yo. You give me everything. Snatching chains, slapping niggas. Yo, bro. Talk about niggas getting pistol whipped, everything. I'm like, bro, the shit went real left real fast because of this piece of shit right here, bro. Bro, I'm telling you, bro, the shit was almost amazing, bro. Bro, you know when you on the run when niggas like, "Oh, we gonna scrape these Harlem niggas up." None of these niggas had guns. You heard?
Speak a word with that.
You heard?
Nah, but I remember Zeke looked at me.
You really see what having the right things at the right time do, bro.
That's real.
You heard? I seen grown man damn near cry that day.
Shut up.
Because of him. Because of this piece of shit, bro.
No, it's not because of me. I'm letting him ride with the story. But I did the right thing. I showed up early.
You did the right thing for yourself.
If we had got there early.
Yeah, you got to go early.
No. You didn't do it.
Because you, back in the days, it was the door.
That wasn't because we didn't get paid.
Yeah,
that was because your man Mike was trying to shoulder lean on us like he was like that. I'm like, "Boy, you were. I kiss you in here, boy. Don't do that." But no disrespect. I fuck with all the ladies and shit like that.
Big up Mike. I love Mike.
This is so
Dave.
Long ago, though. This is
right. This old shit. Yeah.
I got another great story. Let me just tell you something.
I got one for you too.
Okay.
Because you're a piece of shit and a troublemaker. And you're doing these shows and people don't know who you are because we in 2020. You fucking piece of shit. I know you, bro. I know you, bro. We're 4-5 at. I know you, bro. You want me to get different in here? What you?
No. Huh? I don't mind. But listen, I'm gonna tell you, this is one of our best tours was Old Boy and Homeboy. I Came to Party came at the same time. And then they had a vainglorious movie that came with it. And that movie was called Paid in Full. And we went on tour together. And to this day, it's probably my favorite tour because we were both coming up together. Y'all was on Undertaker, I was on Penalty. And now we're both on Def Jam. We're both like these dudes. But Old Boy is number one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then Homeboy is number one Friday. So we got a
back and forth thing.
So we got a with, like, I'm gonna be honest. To me, being Cam is the Jay-Z and the Nas of our generation.
Nah, y'all did that.
Please, can you give me
that? Listen,
to me,
100%, yo, a platinum artist, hands down. Every album y'all put out went platinum. Yep. This shit was, it was at a different time when certain artists wasn't going platinum.
Right.
You heard? Talk that shit, Jim.
Some of the biggest artists that people look up to right now in that moment, in the 90s, in that total era, wasn't going platinum. It might have been hot. It might have been fly.
But not going
platinum.
Wasn't
going platinum. Mace was going platinum. Nori was going platinum.
Cam
was going platinum. DMX was going platinum.
Yep.
That's about it. From New York.
I mean, we could say Nelly and Eminem, but you know.
I said from New York.
He said from New York.
I'm sorry.
You heard?
I apologize. Let me pay attention.
From New York.
I apologize. Continue. Hope was a different category. You gotta relax.
Yeah. Oh. He's going platinum.
But he's a different category.
It took him a while to go platinum. Like, he didn't start off going platinum. Like, he progressed to going platinum, and there's no shots at Hove. He's a fucking billionaire. But his main battle was making it to be platinum.
Right.
He had the platinum rolling. Right. They had everything. But it was hard for him to make platinum.
Right.
And then when he finally made platinum, he stayed there.
Yeah.
It only got better and iller and way triller. You did?
Right. That shit, Jim.
But in that era, he was in the same fight as all of us trying to get to that platinum. There was a group of them, but Hov was a little bit older. He already had put his game down and shit like that. We
came in
97 and 98. Yep. Hov and them was already there from 94 and 95 when Big and all them niggas was shaking and shit like that. We came in at the tail end in the 90s and burnt that shit down.
Yep.
There was only a few people that could have went to the tunnel and shut it down. Rockefeller, Nori, Cam, DMX.
Real shit? Real shit.
Murdy.
And Rough Riders. DMX. You said DMX. Same thing. Yeah.
And Murdy Inc.
Yeah. Murdy Inc. Yeah.
Ja Rule was getting stupid busy.
A lot of people don't know that.
He was going extra platinum.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Talk that shit, Jim.
Irvin was on a different train back then. Irvin. Show Jay and him how to get to the platinum
and
train.
And he brought DMX into the building.
100%. Yeah. You did. Remember, right. I was all in the building studying everything that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Everything once they got us in that building. I just was in there soaking up all the game to the point I could make some money, how figure out how to make some money and shit.
And
like
you're
that.
One of the first gangsters to have a fucking corporate job. How the fuck did that happen? Because they still won't hire me. Like, what did you do? I've been begging Leo. Give me on YouTube. Like, I'm be honest. I got 2 weeks. I've been planning this. I'm calling the Jay. Because I want to work for the corporate people. So I'm going to Jay's. I'm going to say, listen, I the guy that's going to develop all the shows for everybody.
Bro, you want to hear some funny shit? I just did a text to somebody in that building about a corporate job. Like,
I'm biting off of your style. Let's be clear.
100%. But at that time, let's be clear. When I got that position,
Atlantic.
I wasn't exactly ready for that position. My mind, I was smart enough for it. Mm. But what I was doing, I had nobody that was older than me telling me,
car?
Yo, you got the... Oh, what? I went wild with the fucking car.
It was a black
car at that.
And...
That was that era.
I'm saying, like, it was, but it worked for me at that era. But it just was so many things that was moving against me at that time. But if I had the opportunity that I had back then, man, I smoked that shit because I know where I'm at now. I'm more comfortable. I know certain things that I won't do. I know the opportunity.
It's maturity,
have,
like, too. It's maturity.
100%. Yeah. You did? Like, shit. But yeah, I had a great time. Shouts to Kevin Lyles. He gave me a lot. That stemmed from Def Jam. When me and Cam went in, they gave us, like, some crazy marketing scheme. I looked, showed it to Cam. I said, this is how we want to be seen. He said, fuck no, we don't want to be seen like that. I said, I'm about to draw it up for you. So I drew it up. I had somebody type it up, pull it up. I went inside the marketing meeting, stand on the table, gave everybody out what Cam needs to be looked like, Cam and the Diplomats. That's how we need to be seen. They read it. It was in all. Kevin Lyles had somebody bring me to his office, and he started paying me at Def Jam to do consulting fee, like $10,000 a month. getting a check at Def Jam. So when he left Def Jam with Lior to go to Warner Brothers, when he took over that whole shit, the first person called was my phone, right? And I went down there to have a meeting trying to get a deal, because at that time I was sizzling. This after Certified Gang, this is when I'm about to get into balling era. I was really kind of hot as an artist, so I'm trying to get a deal. He like, I don't care about that.
But wait, before you keep going, you're saying you're consulting now for Kevin Lyles, right? For Def Jam.
Yes.
People don't know what that means. Just explain what that means.
That's hard.
Oh, to be a consultant?
Yeah. Just for people
just
listening.
Just to give my opinion on what I...
the whole roster.
On who I feel is hot, who I feel should be signed, what records is hot, who... Like, just my opinion on how Def Jam and the things from the street, because I was so close to the street that I knew what was really hot out there. You know, sometimes you get in them offices, it's a big disconnect. From that meeting, he kind of seen where we was going as... what we was doing with the diplomats and kind of figured out who was one of the people that was really pushing the envelope to make the diplomats do what they was doing. Like, they didn't know who was doing that. They probably thought it was me and Cam. We had a dope plan, but for the most part, it was me because I knew what we needed to do. I knew as far as the creative. Cam always wanted to exercise the deal off top. He's the illest person when it comes to making deal because he's so stern. He ain't bending or folding. He gonna get what he deserve or more and shit like that. But I was more creative, and he would just let me lead the way. So from that, when Def Jam, he went to Warner Brothers, he bring me there. But the dope part is when Kevin called me, he like, yo, I'm gonna put you in a real position.
Kevin Lyles, you say Kevin.
It's Kevin Lyles, and it's Jim Jones at Warner Music Group.
So there was
a point where Joey I.E., Ty Moskowitz, everybody in that building.
Under you.
Was under me.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
This is what I'm saying.
You ain't made them get your coffee or
nothing. No, shit like that. I'm just saying, as far as
the hierarchy. Yeah,
you did, even though they was at Asylum and all that, but everything was signed under there. But I didn't have nobody in my corner that was smart enough to tell me.
Relax, you stay position, here, bro.
You need to really figure out how to
make
that.
So did you
shit.
Leave it or
It kind of
dissolved itself.
I'm gonna tell you.
You ruffled feathers
It was just the whole bunch. I was doing balling. They was trying to sign me because I did balling while I was in that building.
Oh,
as an executive.
Right. They definitely was mad.
And I was on Koch.
Right. I'm an executive
in that building. So niggas is looking in at Kev like.
You got the number one motherfucking record.
Yeah.
And you over here
A&R. He's an A&R, but he's not signed to here. Like, yo,
it's like making him look bad.
I can see that.
I didn't take it as that because Kev didn't see me as an artist. He just wanted me. You dig? Right.
So no, he saw you as an artist. He saw you as the money.
So all that shit led to a lot of other things. And then I had a funny moment with one of these executives that everybody knows, but we don't need to say names. I'm walking in the building one day and he tells me, "Oh, you work for niggas? We bosses on this side. We only boss. You work for Kev? Like you?" I said,
"I already know."
Sound like Dame Dash. I'm just
I didn't say any names. I didn't say any names.
If you're listening, then watch this part.
You heard? But I'm just saying, so it's like, and at that age that I had that position, there was a lot of things coming at me, and I felt that I was a boss at that time. Total boss. But I was also still young, and little bit like you can you dig in them type of situations when you're dealing with certain people. So that shit kind of struck me in the wrong way when it shouldn't even struck me at all. I should have laughed it off looking back now, but shit.
The day I signed the Def Jam, I'm walking in the building and Irv Gotti is, because you know you sign the Def Jam, you gotta sign your name. So Irv Gotti, I'm signing my name. Irv Gotti goes, he looks at me, goes, "You signed the Def Jam?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, don't celebrate. Ain't nothing good about being here." I ain't gonna lie. I looked at this nigga. I said, "You the most hating this nigga I've ever met." But years later, I knew exactly what he meant. Yeah. Like, I had to actually come up to him and say, "Gotti, I apologize." You know what I'm saying? Like, because he was like, "Nigga, signing here is not accomplishment." You got to work 10 times harder sometimes, because when you with the Yankees, you got to prove that you got to stay with the Yankees. Right. And that was some fucked up shit that I didn't. But I looked at this nigga and I was like, man, Irv Gotti is probably the hatingest nigga I've ever met. No, I'm spreading the rumor. I'm being honest. I'm telling everybody.
A hater. I'm about to sign my deal. He's going to tell me.
Right. Oh, that's exactly how I said it, Jerry.
Congratulations.
I was like, fuck him.
On top hating.
Like, and then, like, let me tell you something. There was two hating moves from Irv Gotti. It's my guy. Me and him is great now. But I got the 500 Benz. Remember, whole shitting on everybody with 500 Benz. Everybody, he's like, you got the 500? You should have switched your six. I don't know what the fuck he said. He said some shit like that, right? Niggas wasn't fucking with 500 Benz. The new 500 Benz come out. The Yala pulls up. 170 Varick. My license plate said Y21. The first nigga with the Yande. These niggas look at it, and it's. I was mad at Irv, but years later I realized he might be right. Let me call his dealer and say, why is an artist standing in front of my motherfucking office with the new 500, and it's not me? And I looked at Irv and I said, that's called
hate. That was him. He couldn't take it.
I wanted him to walk off. Like, walk off and say that type of shit. The nigga stood there and said, I'm looking
that was a different era. Like, you remember, niggas used to play a lot of big woolly games back then when it comes to the cars, the phone.
But man, we've been through some shit. Now, Saucy and Flip. Did you smoke some of that Saucy?
You did. Yeah, that's some fire.
That's some fire.
I'm gonna smoke some more.
Smoke some more.
You know, I smoke with the best of them, Snoop Dogg and Devin. You know,
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest. Snoop is my friend.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be honest. Other than Snoop having the pass, he has the pass everywhere.
Right.
Like wherever you go, there's people just.
Yeah.
Snoop with pass. But I think I smoke just as much as Snoop Dogg. I don't smoke like that. Because that's where Snoop, like Snoop land, he just have a pound. I don't do that.
Right.
About a 4 ounce nigga.
A day?
Four days. 4 days. About a day? Yeah, I'm like an ounce.
That's not too bad.
Is that bad?
No.
You don't smoke shit, so I don't know.
Remember, who used to get you when you came to Miami?
Look, I'm lying. You used to be my drug supplier when I came to Miami.
Ounce a day is a lot.
Huh?
Ounce a day is a lot. That's a lot.
I'm not gonna lie, Alice. I work hard.
As long as you're productive though, it ain't.
I'm productive.
Some people like fat blunts and some people roll them.
That's what I'm about to say.
Them little skinny ass. Exactly. Like,
no, I'm a skinny blunt nigga.
Hey,
I'm
not gonna lie. Then you cold. If you go through 4 ounces in 4 days and you smoke them like that, you must smoke about 3 ounces.
I might be lying, and I'm like a 2 ounce.
That's a marathon. That's a marathon.
If I'm by myself, when I wake up, I smoke all day long, and I don't stop smoking until I go to sleep, and there's no way, I can't burn through an ounce myself, I don't think, for the day. It's very hard.
Not by yourself.
Bro, average
how many blunts a nigga gonna smoke a day?
Nah, let me tell you something. That's what I do. I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, I was
maybe it's a Miami ounce he's talking about.
I don't know what's he talking about.
Hey, Miami ounce, that's not less.
I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I cut all my shit up. And I sit on the toilet. I don't shit. But I sit on the toilet. And see, my pants is down.
It's awkward.
Hey, yo.
I'm just being honest. Y'all ask for the information.
Where we going with this, bro?
Alright, so you're on the toilet.
Ask for the information. And then I just stand there and I just look at Twitter.
You stand on the toilet?
I sit on the toilet. And I just roll all day. And my blunts never come out like this, because this is Boris. I don't know if you know. You have the best roller in the world, your security. He's Peruvian. He legs locks niggas. With the leg lock.
I took him to Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu. And you are Spanish.
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
Let's make some noise for Jim Jones being Puerto Rican. No, he got a tattoo somewhere. You got a tattoo somewhere. I know that. Look at that.
Where's your tattoo?
I got jury, nigga. That's all I got.
I have Puerto Rican. My mom's is from Aruba. What's up with the champagne, though?
Come on, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, Jim. I ain't gonna lie. This is
That's the Hulk joint right there?
Nigga, I go like this when you pass it. Like,
come on. Be careful with that.
Come on.
Careful with that.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jim, you live with everything in the... I'm gonna be honest, Jim. You go to the gym way too fly, Jim Jones. I'm gonna be honest,
Jim.
Listen, I got your phone number. I've been meaning to call you and tell you, what the fuck are you doing with the new ACGs, the new Air Max on, working out with them? Every sneaker culture in the world, they be shitting on, like, what the fuck is Jim Jones doing? You seem way too rich. I'm being honest.
I wish.
Listen,
shout
Jim.
Shout out to GBs.
GBs in Queens. Coliseum. But I'm going to be honest, Jim. You got to dumb down your gym gear. You out there flying the niggas in the club.
I'm being honest, Jim.
I'm being honest, Jim. Are you looking at me? I'm dead serious. This is the dead serious I've ever been. I'm looking at you. I'm going to the club, and I'm looking at you in the gym like, this nigga flying to me right now. What the fuck is going on? You got to stop this, Jim.
He's living in a sneaker store. I see this nigga all the time at GB's.
Yeah, you gotta stop, Jim. Man. You can't be working out in the brand new J's.
I'm trying to keep up, man. I'm trying to stay as young as I can be, man. That's,
but you can't be working out in it.
You ain't doing it, bro. Nah, most likely, if I wore it yesterday, I'm working out in it in the morning.
Jim, I'm gonna be honest. You gotta stop this.
I don't really be doing no repeats and shit like that. So it's just like I try to get the most out of it while I wear it and shit like that. You know what I'm talking about?
No. You're a fly nigga. You gotta stop this. You have to stop being
the best. How long have you been doing this? I caught you in 98 for orange and blue pair of Bo Jacksons.
I'm gonna be honest, Jeff. You still have not gave me my Bo Jacksons. You text me one day and said, I got a pair of orange and blue.
Yeah, but you never pulled up. You had me waiting all day that day, because
I know your word is your bond.
Bro, that's crazy.
I called this nigga and I was never gonna bring it up.
Remember when his record be like,
I love the Jacksons, the orange and blues.
That's crazy, right? The record came out. Like a few months later, the orange and blues came back out again. And I'm like, I call him like, yo, I got the orange and blues on her 16. Pull up to the projects. I'm waiting for this nigga for hours, bro. They almost sold out of them, y'all.
I was in Seattle. There's no way I was going to make it in time. I told him I'm on my way, but I should have said I'm coming from Seattle, man. But I'm not going to lie. Jim Jones, you still owe me one pair. 10.5.
I got you. I'm going to give you
blue. I'm wearing Bo Jacksons right now.
Wearing Bo Jacksons.
I'm wearing right now. Exactly. They ain't the color y'all tell them, right?
Oh!
Crazy. Let me ask all of y'all. That's crazy right there.
First of all, let me ask you a question. It might be a little uncomfortable, but I just gotta ask. You and Gabriel. I'm so sorry. Your face went different.
Oh man.
Y'all was together. Like when we used to buy Jerry. And y'all cousins, right?
Nah, we're not related.
You're not related?
Nah.
Okay, like related to related.
No relation whatsoever.
Okay.
Just work together. That's all. We worked together for a while. I think it was like 3 years. And just like, you know what I'm saying? People, they move on. They grow apart or they separate. Just like many people in this industry, you know what I'm saying? I went in one direction, he went in another direction. That's all it was.
Because no, I'm going to ask you specifically.
Personally, me, no hard
The direction
feelings.
You went was with Jay-Z. Is that not true?
No? Not in particularly. Not with Jay-Z. I don't work. I work. If Cove calls me for jewelry, I'm gonna get him jewelry. But it's not like I went and worked. I don't work for Cove.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Where you going with this?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't know. But let me rewind to the blueprint watch.
Yes.
Jay calls you to say call Richard Mille. How does this work? Cause I'm not in that tax bracket. Just by the way, I'm just being honest. This is just me as a fan.
If I get something fly, it doesn't work that way. If I get something fly, and I feel like it's fly, the first person I'm calling is Hov.
And let's be clear, this is a 2.9 fly. Like, this is not the regular fly. Like, I got this
rocket related.
Fly.
true.
Okay, but let's just stay with this $2.9, $3 million watch.
There's a couple of them. It's not just one.
All right, but just the Patek. No, not the Patek. There's the Richard Mille.
There's a few of them.
Okay, we're going to go there, too. All right. Because your name is so attached to this. Like, when I look, you know, I'm a watch guy somewhat, and I call you, and you make me not feel like a watch guy all the time. I call him, I ask him, like, Nori, don't you ever ask what's the cheapest watch? I'm like, what's the cheapest? He's like, shut the fuck up. You always shut me down. You know this between me and you.
Yeah, now it's not.
He always like, don't start the conversation with what's the cheapest. And I'm like, all right, my bad. You taught me that. But this $3 million Richard Mille that looks like a G-Shock watch. Dude, how did this conversation, because you designed the box, when you say...
That's not true.
That is not true. That's what is true about this situation?
Tell me that part is not true.
They said you designed 37 the case, hours.
Case on that watch, which not the box, but the case that it's made out of is made out of sapphire, and it takes 300 hours to produce that sapphire to make on
that's
that
what
watch.
I read.
Yes, not me. I don't do that. Richard Mille does that. All I did was get the watch to Hove. That's it.
That sounds like a lot. you're downplaying it. But what happens? Hove calls you and says Richard Mille?
No, I told you. I was able to get the watch. And the first person I thought of that this watch I felt was best
for. Was already made.
The watch was made.
Oh.
Watch was made. And then I spoke to somebody. I'm not going to blow up my sources, but I spoke to somebody and I said that potentially, you know, I might need a sapphire watch. When one is available, let me know. When it came available, the first person I hit was Big Homie. That's it.
And the homie said, I'll take it.
Very fast.
For the lack of being poor.
Now, I don't even know. We shouldn't even be having these conversations.
No, it's okay. But for the lack of being poor, what is sapphire?
Sapphire is just like anything. It's a gem.
Yeah. So it's not diamonds?
No, it's not a diamond.
It's worth more?
No, not in particular. It depends. Diamonds, all different types of gems.
So why is Richard Mille so worth so much as a rubber watch with sapphire on it? Why is it?
I mean, look, you can wear a Hanes t-shirt and you can wear a Givenchy t-shirt. They could be very similar, but one could be worth a lot more, right, than the other. It's the same thing. They had built up a brand. It's very limited. The mechanisms are unbelievable. They only produce 5,000 watches a year. That's all their factory could produce. So even if they wanted to make more, they're not able to make more. Like the watch that Jay has, it's a one of one. There'll never be another one produced of its kind. Damn. You know, if Jay wanted to and he put that into auction, you'd probably be able to get like close to $8, $9 million for that watch today. So it's investment pieces.
And so I need to ask.
Just
you.
Like even Fab said on his, you know, on his last album, he was saying, you know, I'm investing, kid. When I buy the Richard Mille, Plain Jane, I don't know exactly how he put it, but it's an investment. If you bought Richard Mills, if you bought plain watches, Pateks, Richard Mills, Rolexes, anything.
Wait, you're the only
steel.
Nigga that said Pateks. I've never heard a nigga pronounce it that proper. This nigga said Pateks. Niggas been calling it Pateks and Patek. That nigga said Pateks. I'm so sorry. I'm rolling with your pronunciation. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, you know, those watches, if you purchase them clean without, you know, icing them out and putting all the diamonds on them, in the last couple of years, you made a fortune. You know,
so, all right, so let's be clear for everybody that's listening. If you get a Rolex, that diamond, ice it out.
Don't bust it down.
Don't bust it down?
No. In my opinion, again.
Tell us what happens when you bust it down.
Look, again, I'm trying. Right now, 99% of the jewelers are going to hate me, but it's okay. The bottom line is when you bust down a watch, you kill the value of the watch. That's the bottom
line. So the watch is worth $49 and you bust it down.
You can buy Pateks right now that are busted down for less money than a regular plain Jane. So if you can, $59.80, for example, just give you an example. $59.80
Patek. That's right the Nautilus. It's N-A-U Nautilus. What is it called?
The Nautilus.
Nautilus. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm ADD. Okay.
Yes. But that watch, busted down a little bit. Is cheaper right now than a plain Jane.
But what's busted down?
Aftermarket diamonds.
Like what Jay said, that ain't Rolex diamonds. What the fuck you done?
Let me tell you something.
I don't got it.
I don't give a fuck about it.
Let me tell you something. This nigga got every check he's. Listen, you ever heard?
Where are you going with this, man?
This nigga has never spent his money, my nigga.
Look, I put him.
He's diamond. He's frugal.
And there's people that still do shows.
It's something worse than frugal.
No, I'm definitely not
find a word.
I mess with my family. Sure.
There's a lot of people that are doing shows. To hip hop, they still need that bust down. It's, you know,
right.
They need that look.
We all, I argue with him every day.
I try to tell this guy all the time to stop.
I be sure to watch it all day. Like, where's
this? He sends me
this,
and I'm like, yo, right don't now. Even show me.
I need the hookup right
so, now. Honestly speaking, he sends me some of the illest, craziest. Watches, I'm like, oh my god, I can't even answer him. I'm like,
so
please
he's
don't
worse
do
than me because I'm sending you some shit. Is he worse than me?
Don't do this.
Is he worse than me?
Yeah, his watch is. He sends me some crazy
shit. Yeah, he does some hard Rolex to shit. You know,
he's got skulls on his. He got skulls busted down on
the. What'd you say?
Hard Rolex.
Stop.
I need to. please don't do me with this shit.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I forget what watch I was about to go cop, and you just like. Nori, relax. I don't know. I forget what. I think it was the AP, but it was an old AP. And he was like, "This is the new AP." Just so you know,
right?
You know what I mean?
I think it was, yeah. I remember.
I was going to cop an AP. I literally walked out the store because I like I hit you like 9 a.m. and you hit me back at like 1, and I'm walking in the AP store. He's like, "Nori, this is the new AP. What you getting?"
But that's
should,
what I'm saying.
It should
watches,
be this cost. And
crazy,
I literally
bro.
Walked out the.
You can have
AP
a watch
store.
That look like your watch, and that shit is a whole. This shit. Shitting on your watch and it's the
bro,
same
there's a
thing.
Big scam going on right now in the watch department, all right, bro.
All right.
You know.
Please tell
so
us.
So the rappers and big scams going on right now with
what
these bust downs and all
little
these
Uzi Vert and them niggas and that.
No,
out here, right?
No,
you
Uzi's right.
He's
Uzi,
right?
He don't play
okay.
games. I don't know,
okay.
you know, I know him personally, so you don't gotta worry about him. But there's
so
a lot of people
niggas
out there.
Niggas out here ain't right.
They you get that. Those Pateks, those bust downs, a lot of that.
Pateks.
Those bust downs.
Niggas out here ain't right.
It's a lot of fake.
I've been seeing them,
there's
nigga.
A lot of faking going on. There's a lot of faking.
Ice Swatch watches?
A lot of faking Jamaicans,
there's
huh?
There's a lot of faking.
These
going.
Niggas, these
Let's
niggas.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'm not
these niggas
put,
are speaking patois,
who, what, but it's not. A lot of fugazis.
A lot of fugagas.
A lot of fugazis out there.
Lil Flip is like, what am I involved with?
Nah, man, that's dope.
Nah, but they looking good, though.
That's the energy you want to be
they
around.
They looking good.
I don't, I can't agree with you.
They looking good, though.
Yeah. You're trying to be positive. I respect that.
It's very political.
I respect good. They doing their numbers. They lit. That's how they say it. They lit. They lit.
Now, I guess they say you got to, are they trying to fake it till they make it?
They lit.
Now what's up with what is it? VL, Vampire Life.
Vampire Life.
Yeah.
What we doing on Vampire Life?
I'm still putting out a lot of music on Vampire Life. I put my last album out off the label or the distribution of Vampire Life.
I apologize.
I fuck with that too.
I'm a top. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody, if y'all listening to me, be quiet. I apologize. I should have started this interview off. If you have one of the best albums of 2019,
yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums, but I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep, and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you, here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me just say something. I was so proud of not you, but of the industry recognizing you. I don't know if you peeped that. I don't know if you acknowledged it, but this was like your first album where, like, because, you know, a lot of people just kept looking at you as Cameron's, you know, Flavor Flav, or Cameron's hype man, or Cameron's guy. And that, this was your first time, like, stepping out there. Have you been stepping out there?
Yeah, 2019's not the first time.
But this, like, this time, niggas ain't saying. What I mean is, hear me out. What I mean is, niggas just gave you your props. It's just like,
like, gym, all the accolades.
Killed that. Right. Like, a lot of the time they say that's Dipset, or they say, you know. But this time I sit there and I watch, because I have to watch. One, you my nigga, and two, it's because you deserve that. And I just sat there and I watched. And the album's phenomenal. Phenomenal. But this is like the first time, like, no one, like, even me, like even me, when I did an R.E. album, people were crediting Tragedy, or they was crediting Mobb Deep, or whatever. Like, they're saying that, you know, I'm like a tip over they show.
Yeah, like, you need a crush.
But this was, to me, the time where niggas like, yo, Jim ain't playing. Jim ain't motherfucking playing. Was that something that you received like that? Or that was just like, you know what, I'm gonna just do another album? How was it for you?
Nah, I got a lot of calls from a lot of different people that I wouldn't think would even bother to call or text me. And I got a lot of people that had a little sketchy past with that. Even gave
showed
me.
You love on
right.
It.
Right. So it was, especially within the industry, like, you know, the fans are one thing, but the recognition I got within the industry, and you know how that
beautiful,
is.
Beautiful, man.
Was big from younger artists to executives to like rap moguls. It's just like it was dope. Like, in watching.
Very professional, Alex. I seen that. I tried like that. Right? My tooth almost broke.
The way he cracked it? Yeah,
he did it crack. Crazy.
I heard it. Yeah, but nah, it was a dope feeling, man. You know, I felt like I got busy on this album, sort of. Be recognized by my peers in this game.
Right.
In a game where it's hard to de-recognized, or it's right. hard for to get a compliment from.
And you at the point where you don't give a fuck if they recognize you or not, because we just trying to make money.
100%. So that.
But to get it now, like.
But the dope part is he deserve it. He deserve it.
No, definitely.
And one thing I learned about, even a lot of people don't know, like I direct videos too, right? Mm-hmm. But one thing I learned when Cam and the niggas had their fucking deals. See, a lot of people didn't read the credits. This yeah, dude, he was directing a lot of the videos.
And I'm mad as you stopped directing.
When I got my deals, I was like, look, I direct too. You see at the end of Cam video, Jim Jones? Because a lot of times what they want to do is they'll give your money to a director because of their name. Oh, we'll give him $3,000. But if you say, hey, give me the three and let me shoot my video, they go look down on you like, ah, you're just who you are. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, Jim shot this day property video. What they say at the end? And so they started giving me my budgets because of you. So I salute you.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, he directed that video, he directed it, and I get my budget.
We need to put this lifelong rumor away. They say that Jay-Z and Dipset had beef over a parking spot.
What the fuck?
Hey, Def Jam?
I need you to tell me.
Nah, what we went through was definitely not about a parking
lot. Yeah. Right.
You dig? What we went through was just us growing in this industry and trying to do what we thought was the best at the time when we was doing it.
Right.
You know?
He got a mic. You hear him?
Yeah, I got
him. Yeah, so that was it. But it definitely was not over no foolish thing as simple as a parking spot. You know what I mean? Yeah, pour it right. I didn't even
that's
know
a little ass glass, but big ass bottle,
was a
man.
Rumor about a parking spot. You just put me on.
So Cameron Civil, specifically.
Oh,
I went too far.
No, I mean if that's
Cameron Civil. Her name pops up a lot when it comes to.
Because she was, let's be clear.
Different theories, I will say. Shout out to Karen.
Yeah, because I'm not going
to
lie.
Karen used to be my intern.
I know. What? We know.
Yams used to be my intern.
ASAP Yams.
ASAP well, that Yams. Kind of makes sense as well.
We seen you in ASAP Rocky's concerts recently with the Balenciagas. And did you have on ski mask, ski goggles?
No, those is YSL
ski
mask shades.
YSL shades, goddamn. I'm watching you, brother.
I'm a hell of a designer in this motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Flip.
Yeah.
It does not take nothing away from me to make sure that I see my niggas that I fuck with mm-hmm. winning. I love it.
And that's dope.
I love it. Like, that's dope. I sincerely love it.
Because
like,
people say they support you and don't. If you was to go to each one of your
partners. I like your picture.
Yeah, and that's
I
real.
Like your picture.
If you was to
y'all.
Go to each one of your partners and say, hey, that video game I dropped. Uh-huh. Last week in that album.
You dropped the video game last week?
Yeah.
You ain't text me.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little hating.
If your partner's like I now. If you can't go to your partner's phone and see they got your music downloaded, don't say you supporting me with your mouth, nigga. Show me with the download. Right. If you can spend $100 on some, you know, some
live
music,
music downloaded. You can spend
$8.99 on
my
shit.
You support your enemies?
Already.
I don't even got enemies. I don't want to say it like that. I got like halfway enemies, you know, but it's all right. I'm a good nigga. Look at that. We got weed everywhere. Goddamn. Well, let's make some noise.
Shout out to Smoke Champs.
I just want to reiterate your hustle, you know, Jim. You know,
the game is built on hustle, bro. That's what it's all about. You got the same hustle. We from the same era. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to reinvent yourself to last in this game, and we was able to figure that out. Mm-hmm. Little bit of luck, little bit of prayers, little
all
bit
hustle.
Of smarts, but all hustle. All hustle. You dig? Waking up every day trying to figure it out. A lot of times you run into the wall. Sometimes you get past the maze and shit like that, and we still doing it and shit. So I'm happy to be here. Like, you know, sometimes I'll be mad at the things I don't got, but then I got to sit down and think about all of the things that I do have and all the love that I do got and shit like that. So, you know, you got to put it in perspective and shit like that.
Real shit. Out
the blessings.
That's real shit. That's
you know
real
I mean?
Motherfucking shit. Count the motherfucking blessings. So, Alex. So, what was the bottom line move? Like, I'm going to give up diamonds and I'm going to pick up green. What was that exact move? Was because you like getting high? I mean, you can say that.
I mean, I've been smoking since I'm 15 years old. So
Jesus,
it's been a long
11.
Time.
Let's
I'm
go.
40 now, so what is that, 25 years? I've been smoking. You know, I felt like there was a really good opportunity. A lot of these corporations are getting involved.
Had you studied the market before
that?
Yeah,
of course. I mean, I Like, we have right now one of the largest grow facilities in Oregon.
Because so many jewelers is looking at you right now like, what is this problem?
Before, let's all right. I know you think this nigga's not really a jeweler.
Wait, what? Damn, where we going?
Been a bunch of places and shit like that.
Nah, you know why? You know, we just need to just kill it all because, you know why? Above all, we're black. Above everything, all, and you know what? Fuck, I don't want to say fuck it, but above all, we're hip hop. And hip hop is our own generation. And the thing about it is, you see sorority people, and what is it, fraternity, and these niggas. Mm-hmm. These niggas go to college with each other, and then
the whole 25
years later, these niggas is together because they
Beta Phi Phi
Beta Phi 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 Phi
Phi Phi Phi Phi Phi Phi Phi Phi There's a lot of colleges, nigga, and we all are our own college.
That's true.
And
yeah, but the elite niggas, we should fuck with each other.
Hip-hop is regional and citywide.
We should fuck with each other, the elite niggas.
That's 100%.
Like, there's no way that I should see Saucy and say, that's a good brand. No, I should say, I see Saucy, I'm fucking with Saucy, I'm gonna promote Saucy. 1,000%. I don't give a fuck. I got my own shit. I got Super Thug OG. God damn it. I got motherfucking Smoke Champs. God damn it. But guess what? If Saucy come in my head and these are my, this is exactly what I'm gonna do.
That's how I am.
If motherfucking Flip, what's your shit? I forgot your shit.
Exotic Pop.
Exotic Pop.
Flip got his podcast. What's the podcast called?
The Truth Shares.
Yeah, we signed your podcast.
I'm gonna be out.
You know,
that's the way it should be. There should be no crab in a.
Let me just tell you something.
It shouldn't be like that.
It doesn't take nothing away from me from being told
that we can't have everybody can't have everything.
There's enough money for everyone in every industry, whether it's liquor, you have Puff, you have Hov, you got all the people. There's enough people that can make money in the industry. And it's the same thing in every industry. There's a lot of podcasts. You guys are at a point where you guys have a great podcast and you guys are one of the
greatest.
In the greatest podcast, you guys are the top of the game. You guys are at the top of the game and people are thriving to get to where you are, but that doesn't mean that you guys aren't big enough.
We pull up podcasts
or other people or Elliot. I know you guys always
we love Rap Radar
and the same way that they're always talking about you guys. You know what I'm saying? So it should be that way. Everyone, there's enough room for everyone.
We're all in this together, man. At the end of the day,
you know what I'm saying? There's other great cannabis companies.
You know why? I want to control hip hop media. In my opinion, and I said this, and I don't know if Jim Jones noticed, but when I hear the weather, I don't want to hear the weather from anybody else but Jim Jones. When that nigga do this, what did this nigga do?
Foot tap.
Is that it? Look, I ain't doing it right.
That's a
You know, that's the gang dance too. That's how all the gang that's a set off. I went too far. But when that nigga Jimmy, he be like this, it's brick out here. I love that. All I want to hear is the weather from Jim Jones. And guess where I want to hear my sports from?
Where?
Drink Champ Sports.
Jada Kiss.
Jada motherfucking Kiss on Drink Champ Sports.
It was like that. We had a level in 2020 where every walk of business, the kind of the culture is that. Like, you got doctors who listen to rap music. You got
everybody appropriated hip hop. So we need to make sure that hip-hop benefits from that.
Exactly. That's why even in the weed business, there's so many of these, you know, I hate to say the word, but, you know, these big corporations that are going to get all the money or trying to get all the money.
Marlboro. And them niggas out here.
Right. Eventually, they're going to try to get in there.
Everybody. All
Corona's invested tons of money. All these big corporations. But why? Why let these guys get it? We've been involved in this. Most of the people involved that, like, you know, Jim...
They risk their ass. The Grammys?
You know, my partner, people, they risk their ass their whole life.
We control this shit.
100%.
They gave up their lives because people are in motherfucking prison right now.
100%.
Over the culture.
Plenty of our friends are in prison right now for the same shit that me and Jim can go to stores legally and taxes where we paying this. Schools that are being built, roads that are being fired upon, police departments are getting paid because of marijuana. These sales are being made from and where they going. They're going to the kids, it's going to everywhere.
Right.
So I can, it's only a great thing, but the culture needs to get more involved with it. That's it. Not let these $1 billion corporations make the money. It's us that gotta make this money.
Absolutely.
So So I'm going to be honest, because I want you guys to enjoy. You guys are here. In my mind, it's my restaurant. It's not. I don't own it at all.
You put me onto this spot, though, Ray.
I don't own it. I sponsored this
spot. I missed the flight because of this spot, but this is, it was worth it. Yo, dude,
let me just say something. I know people... Prime 112, everybody thinks of that, everybody. This is the spot. This is the spot. And listen, the ambiance is phenomenal, right? You can smoke, you can chill. But here's the greatest thing about this spot.
What is it?
The food is going to make you want to smack your mama.
But don't.
But don't. Please don't smack your mama. I do not condone that.
Saucy got a big table upstairs for everybody to eat.
God damn, make some noise. So, I want to big up Flip, because we're not calling you Little no more.
Hey, no problem.
OG Flip.
Like, Flip, people got to give Flip his props. He put off for a whole town. Like, at the time when he came out from Houston and shit like that, he probably was one of the biggest artists in the whole industry.
Yes, he is.
You know, we go through different stages and shit like that, but me knowing him personally and shit like that and be able to build a relationship with him and shit like that and seeing how smart he was. This nigga had Maybachs and 9 different houses and shit like that. Houses on the shore.
He pulled up in 7 cars right
like,
now.
Like, bro, like, this is...
Like today.
So, you know, I gotta give him his props.
He did
man.
Come
he's,
get in my shit.
He stayed down and shit like that. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta stay down till you come up. You never fake it till you make it, but you can't stay down till you come up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Goddamn, I appreciate it, man. We work. Yeah. Thank y'all for having me on the show, man.
You're on two different episodes. You had your own episode earlier, and now you're on the motherfucking Jim Rohn.
I appreciate it, man, because I can't.
Thank you for joining
us. Yonder.
Raping all these content checks. How your checks looking every month?
Stop.
We ain't over.
We're not talking about our checks.
I'm going to spare you. How your checks looking every
month? Oh, he don't spare you. Thank you.
You're a quiet guy.
This nigga ain't five pieces of jewelry yet.
Let me tell you, Jim, let me take that for a minute.
You know why?
Does your accountant like you?
No.
You have a business manager or an accountant?
Oh, shit. No, my accountant is. I'm both.
You don't got nothing? What is it?
No,
you have a business manager?
Yeah, I realized that.
He has an L without the C.
All right. But let me just tell you something. We had something that was working, right? And we had something that could just go into the atmosphere. So we had all the deals that people think that these other podcasters got, they came to us first.
Right.
That's a real fact. I'm not bullshitting y'all. And I love all the other dudes. I'm not gonna name them. I'm just telling you, like, I love these dudes.
Oh, you don't wanna name nobody?
I can name them.
But
they came to us, right?
But you still ain't name them.
Thing is, all the deals.
I mean, it's obvious because there's only a few.
It's
really
only a handful, right?
So, hear me out. And I had a choice. And it was a day I hit Hov, then I hit Puff, and I hit Nas. And they all hit me back within 12 minutes. I don't know if that was like a sign.
Right.
They all hit me back, and I said, why the fuck would I go outside my culture? All of these three motherfuckers know who I am. Why would I sign to Yaga Yang?
Yeah.
Or Yala Yala?
Yeah.
Or the Yonde Yonde?
And we did get an offer.
We had
crazy. No, we had a crazy offer. It was...
But I said, you know
it
what?
It was a this one point something.
Chill.
From a company.
Am I telling you to relax now? So I said to myself, I said, you know what?
One point something.
I'd rather take less from my own people.
It wasn't us combined. Let's just be keeping it 100.
All right, relax. But I did take less. We did take less. Because you know why? I'd rather stay home, bro. I'd rather stay home. That's real shit. The real shit is I don't want to do business with Bill Gates because Bill Gates don't know who. Bill Gates ain't play ball with me.
And you know, I still got beef with
you
because you
trying to shoot. No. You know, I still got beef with you.
You took me all.
No, I still got beef with you. You beat me. You beat me in basketball. I didn't like it.
Yeah, we get busy. We get busy.
You said only want that. And I think you said jagged edge.
Jagged edge, bitch.
On 112.
On 112.
112.
You beat you in
while they were singing.
Hell slippers. I had on slippers and I threw the ball in their face. Y'all beat me. I did not throw the ball in their face. I just took it and then walked away.
Bro, so, I saved a nigga from Jagged Edge life one night. I never
forget that. No, it's 112, but let's get into Jagged Edge. Sorry.
Same with Jagged Edge. Let's hear this.
Oh, we getting another shot?
I mean, was getting,
you ain't take a Wayne shot.
You ain't take a Wayne shot.
Yeah, give Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne just dropped his album Funeral. We got his mother.
It hasn't come out yet. When this comes out, it's coming out.
Is that my wife looking like that, girl? You better
shout
stop.
Lil Wayne,
girl. That's my wife. I still try to tell my wife like I just met her. Just so y'all know.
You got to.
You got your shot?
Nah, let's do it.
Give him a glass.
I got one.
Wait, Allison, you got a glass?
Nah, I'm gonna have some juice.
Thank you, bro.
What's up, talking
about? That's me.
Come on, man. I better taste.
Everybody got a shot? Jim got a shot?
Who this to?
This is to motherfucking you.
This to y'all,
Jim,
man.
Alex.
Really.
Thank y'all for motherfucking making Jake Chaps Super Bowl fucking weekend.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Anybody that you miss, man, you miss.
DJ Screw, Bushwick Bill, man.
Bushwick Bill,
damn. You know what I'm saying?
DJ Uncle Al Miami.
It is.
I was having a conversation. Somebody saying when we was younger, it seemed like none of the rappers or the actors died. Like, you're just like, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, just like recently, though.
It just seemed like, it's wild. Like, I just, you know, life is life.
It's age, too, man. As you grow older, you can't skip it, bro.
Feel like crack made me move alive back then.
Like, they live longer.
You live longer? You put on crack?
It seemed like
let's bring it back.
I mean, honest, when niggas smoke crack, niggas live forever.
I got a crackhead from my block
that's like the head of a bank right now.
The crackhead's the head of a bank? Smoking crack still?
I don't know if he's smoking crack anymore, but...
No, he probably found the fork and he had nigga again.
He's up to base.
You heard? I ain't gonna blow a nigga up because he might not have a job no more, but...
No, the bank is that I think we can all get along.
Yo. You heard like some wild shit like, alright.
Niggas redeemed for smoking crack.
He bounced back. Jack.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fuck you talking
we
about?
We gotta redeem.
What's the best plate in here? What's your favorite?
I'm gonna be honest, we're gonna cut the cameras off. You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna tell you, they're gonna make you your best plate. How about that? Let's go eat. Let's end it right. Hold on, bro. Let me just say y'all something. We hungry. Let me just say y'all something. Hold on. I appreciate y'all. Listen, everybody that's here, I appreciate everybody that's here. And I want to continue the movement of people in hip-hop, respecting people in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it, everyone is... So sometimes it's so much racial. It's like, you're supporting black or supporting... It's not about that. Support hip-hop. If you love great music, support that. Get up and say, Jim Jones, I love your music. Get up and say, Flip, I love your music. Get up and say, you know, Alex Todd, I love your fucking weed, you know, Young Really, or whatever. Just show love to people. Like, just continue to spread love. And I'm telling you, if we continue to do this, this is what we're gonna wind up as. You know what we're gonna wind up as? Everybody is rich motherfuckers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Now, that's what Jay say. If every nigga
sitting here saying this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
At 22 years of age. What would you have said to your same self.
Yeah, man, that's the same exact
shit. You would have told him, shut the fuck up.
I would have said that shit at 22.
Wait, what are you saying?
Let me get the perspective of a 22
year old.
Are you saying the perspective of a 22 year old?
Yeah, you at 22.
I definitely would have said that. I'm saying, I would have said that to my 22-year-old self.
Oh, no, I'm talking about at 22, how you thought you
were talking about what you said. Oh, at 22-year-old, he probably got to relax. We're in the tunnel, relax.
He told you.
We got to go home.
First.
We got to go.
Yo, bro, can I tell some of the stories about you now?
Please.
Yeah, please. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have no problem. All
right.
Are we talking about the tunnel where I threw up on camera? Because I'm so sorry about that
stuff. Yo, you threw up a lot back then.
Yo, bro, that was crazy. That was the night.
Where are you? Right?
Was that wait. Was that the night Big Pong was there?
The night, me and Cam, all right, yes, I think Big Pong was there.
Was but there
me
too.
And Punk, me and Cam had a song for song.
I know that, but yeah. I'm trying to figure out, was that the night that Big Pong was there backstage also?
I believe Big Pong was there. I believe, I'm
oh
not sure.
Oh, my God, that was one of the greatest nights in
And I was
rap
drinking Henderson's
bro.
Up.
Yo, bro, like that, bro.
Horse and Carriage and Super Duck, whoo, what, is he okay?
Somebody fell.
That little flip. Okay, he's okay. He's not drunk at all. I know little flip. All right, but that was like, Horse and Carriage and Super Duck was like, and
I can't even. I you know. Let's see.
That's
a whole nother episode, bro. Yo, we're gonna do part two with you.
Yeah, no, Nori's stories.
Because Nori sitting here talking to everybody and grilling everybody, getting niggas drunk, niggas start slipping sins, dumb shit and shit like that. But this fucking bastard got so fucking much dirt and wild shit that he's done that I've watched him done and shit like that, like in the scene him in action, the grease ball action, and his y'all out, we smoking cigarettes, and it's moving fast. I got a lot.
We love you, Jim Jones.
You try to get out of here, but you know, bro. Like, yo,
I got you.
We're going to have a nice episode.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com.
Whether you're born in that city or not, show that city love, show that city respect when you're in that town. This is a fact, city.
Justice League. It's been a while since I've been home. Traveling, staying on the road. Around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city.
City.
Hi. My city.
My city, my city. See, my city is the greatest. Who got murdered the latest? I'm still God's favorite. That's next to Larry David. If I hit you with some lead, that lead you gon' stay with. I joke all day, but I ain't nothing to play with. My city's what's raised me. Your city's fugazi. 25-8, the hustle is never lazy. Binoculars. You see them boys try watching us. Jake hit the streets, now police try knocking us. Block corners and block parties, we had it all. Police sirens, gun firing, hood ball. Try to respect and never smoke in front of old folks. You show respect, you get respect. Rules of grown folks.
Since I've been home, traveling, stay on the road, around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city, my city, my city, my city.
Yeah, we on the road to getting money like a wrestler. In the city that's no gas, Tesla. Mob shots, cigar bars, our cars. Explore areas serving that tuna tartars. Exquisite taste, ghetto gourmet. Peanut sauce saute. Bullets they shattered right in the hallway. And crack him a leak, he got an old act. I heard Doughboy borrowed it and sold that. But these was the type of things that we used to. No octopus barbecues or couscous. Used to light up the block right when it's prime time. Don't hate on the city now, it's slime time.
It's been a while since I've been home. Traveling, stay on the road. Around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city. My city.
That's real.
My city.
That's real, my nigga.
My city.
And yo,
Heavy cane in the courtyards with balls of slate. We in the camouflage. You see the star in this place. How niggas look for the kill and feast. And every weekend's a giant flick with movie making niggas get peace. Getting sideline paper from floating in X. Now we max on Rodeo, blow a Elton and trap the gear flexes. ACGs in a necklace. $500,000 in smack in black sections. Hustle's the model, but respect make points glow. On the steps, mad beers with a rest, yo. I know one thing, your front, you get stretched, though. We out here, rocking vests, copy that.
It's been a while since I've been home. Traveling, stay on the road. Around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city.
I'm back, 20 for the watch, 50 for the chain. Watch my niggas get the same. Why you niggas sit and watch? They say I'm getting hot. Summertime, I pulled up in that drop. No time for me to hit, I get the top. We just put that work in, then we put that work out. Shorty wanna Birkin, she gotta go to work now. The last bit, I promise, I put that work down. God bless the child that hold us on, let's go to church now. The devil on me, I hope you can dig it. You know I got a shovel on me. Hard for me to walk through detectors, got that metal on me. Meek already told you niggas and life is levels, homie. New York City is nothing better, homie.
It's been a while since I've been home. Traveling, stay on the road. Around the globe and overseas. But the only place I feel at ease is my city. My city. My city. My city.
Norris, I'm on the run, E and my boys. You know I got you. Eastside.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.